You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Now I'm joined by a comedian, Mr. Tama Alexander. How are we doing this morning, buddy?
Yeah, I'm great. How are you?
I'm super chill. We just had another Cantabrian on, and apparently the weather in Christchurch is looking great.
Yeah, today's surprisingly a nice one considering the temperature.
Are you in like an attic room? Or some kind of...
Yeah, pretty much. This is where I live.
Oh, true. Is it an A-frame house or are you just on the first floor?
Yeah, no, it's an A-frame house. I'm just in the very top.
Hell yeah. I love A-frames. They look so cool, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah, yeah. I'd miss me with those flat tops. I can't deal. I love the old A-frame. It's good to have some architectural contrast, you know.
Oh, yeah, just a feast for the eyes.
Exactly. Now, we're going to be talking about the comedy night, which is coming up July 17th. It's about, 12 sleeps away, for anyone keeping count. How did you get into comedy originally?
I originally started doing stand-up because I did a lot of theatre growing up in Dunedin, and through that I met a couple of people who did stand-up, and one day I was just sort of offered a spot on a lineup. And since then, I've been doing it more and more and sort of got addicted to it until it's what it is now.
Who would you say are some of your big influences in terms of stand-up?
Comedians like Kevin Bridges, a Scottish comic. He's exceptionally good. Obviously, people like Sean Locke, Ricky Gervais are always big names. In the New Zealand comedy scene, people like Justine Smith are huge influences and inspirations.
Cool. You did a show called Breathe It at Fringe this year, correct?
Yes.
Which was all about your adventures in second year. Were you in fact a breather in second year, and if so, what is the most breather thing that you did?
Oh, I'm not sure I could probably say the most breathery thing I did on air at 10 a.m. Oh, I mean, I'm not a student anymore. I'm just punching bottles of wine and going to class. What can I say?
Hell yeah, brother. Preach it. So you were in fact a breather. That's crack up.
Oh yeah, no, I lived the life.
Mate, were you in Castle or Leith or...?
No, actually, it was on Cargill Street, so just above the Octagon.
Oh, true.
Which is not the most breathery of places, but, hey, going to sleep with the sound of town every night, can't get much better than that.
No, for sure. It seems like you're a breather with introspection, though, which is better than most, I would say.
I was self-aware.
Yeah. if Fresh Air was the first year piece you did about your first year, Breather was the second year piece about your second year adventures, what would be the show you'd call for your third year?
Dropout.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've really got that planned out, all ready to go for that.
Sweet.
I'm hoping to tie off the trilogy with that one next year.
Nice. Would you do a fourth year one called Sending Emails All Day, because you're just getting an admin job?
I could, and then I'll wait a couple of years and do a new show called Mature Student.
Yeah, true. Mature students, I think, are the unsung heroes of the University of Otago.
Yeah, absolutely. The number of times that like they've helped me in class, it's insane.
Yeah, they know their stuff, and I really value people who, aren't insecure about their age and are ready to try new things, even at like an older age. Yep. It's really quite brave in a lot of ways, eh?
Oh, absolutely. This got really heartwarming.
Yes, sorry.
Really quick. This got really wholesome.
Oh my goodness gracious. What kind of material do you think you're going to bring to comedy night on the 17th?
Oh, definitely I'll do like a little bit about recently I went overseas to the UK and got to travel around there for a bit, so I'll talk a little bit about that. But mostly stuff like talking about my family, my friend, uni life, that sort of thing, whatever I can squeeze into 20 minutes, I suppose.
Cool. Where did you go to in the UK?
We went around to places like London, Scotland, so I got to go to Edinburgh, which was really sick. Got to do a gig in Edinburgh, which was fun, and a little bit of France.
Cool. Did you ever play in France?
No, wait, do I plan for France?
Oh no, did you do stand-up in France?
Sorry. No, I didn't, sadly. I didn't get a chance. I was too busy trying to just not be humiliated by my family.
Oh, true. I thought you were going to say by other French people.
Oh, no, hey, they were already embarrassed.
What was the crowd like in Edinburgh compared to, say, Otipoti or Aotearoa?
It was definitely a lot more diverse because, like, people from a lot of different countries, because Edinburgh is sort of a big touristy hotspot. So it was interesting seeing what material would carry, not just because it's, like, from New Zealand, but, like, would relate to all the different cultures and vibes that people brought into the room. So it was good to know that my material was accessible.
Mm-hmm. That's sick.
And so it was like, yeah, the crowds were definitely a lot more vocal in a way.
Yeah, well, it sounds like as well, it sounds like you have a... I mean, New Zealand's comedy sense of humour is already influenced by, you know, British humour, but it sounds like you've also got a few British comedy legends in your head, so it sounds like that would also help going over there.
Yeah,
your humour would be very cross-pollinatable, whatever that term is.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of relatable things in there for them that, like, they can understand.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that Edinburgh is very similar to Dunedin. Is that the case?
Yes, yeah, like, so Dunedin, I believe, is based off Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So, like, cool, let's just, yeah, do the city plan, but not realise that it's going to be crap in Dunedin.
Was there, like, a Castle Street equivalent over there as well?
Not that I could see, not that I knew of. I forgot to ask around, actually. It would have been good to get to see what the different vibes were, but it is strange walking around and seeing, like, a Hyde Street, and I'm like, oh, ooh, that's too clean.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the glass? Where's the rubber of vomit? Now, I've got a last question here, and it is a little bit of a tough one, but what do you think is the greatest joke you've ever told?
Oh, okay, you know, that's a tough one for the greatest joke I've ever told.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I mean, the best joke I've told in the last week, I was on stage and was a little bit tipsy and then started yapping about my housemates who in their mid-30s just walk around in dinosaur onesies, which is a pretty fun little vibe to have.
Yeah, for sure. Not the big, like, inflatable dinosaur suit that people got really into.
Oh, you know it.
Oh, we know it. Oh, sick. The little T-Rex suit.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, it would be a shame not to.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming on this morning. I think that's all the time we have. But yeah, I hope you have a great adventure in Christchurch, and we'll see you on the 17th.
Yes, see you on the 17th. Thank you very much for having me.
No, of course. Alrighty, that was comedian Tama Alexander talking about his comedy background and what he's going to bring to the comedy night on the 17th. Is currently...
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.